Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 143. This chapter has 12 sukkim in it. Just like in the previous chapter, David wrote this when he was hiding in the cave from Sheol. It continues in the theme of being surrounded on all sides by his enemies and asking God to pull him out from the abyss. David opens by asking Hashem to answer his prayer by not judging him in the moment. David recaps in a painful manner how his enemies want to crush his soul, leaving him dead. No doubt David struggled with this. Nevertheless, David recalls the days of old, how his soul thirsted to come close to God. David then begs Hashem to answer his prayer, for God to quickly reveal himself before David's enemies catch him. David ends by demanding in prayer form for God to show David his will and for David's enemies to be wiped out. Now for the highlight pasuk in verse 10, it says, "Lamdeni lasos ritzonecha ki ata elokai ruchachacha tova tancheni be'eretz mishor." Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit guide me on level ground. Reb Nosson explains in Lekutei Halachos, Hechos Berchos Hashachar, we find David asks Hashem many times to merit to understand the will of God. This is very interesting because despite having the Torah, which is the Ratzon, will of Hashem, a person still doesn't know what to do. Certainly, the will of Hashem we know for sure how to keep the Torah and perform the mitzvahs, to turn towards good and move away from bad. But how do we know what the Ratzon of Hashem is in each moment? How do we know that we will actually have the strength to keep and follow the Torah? Therefore, David perpetually dive into Hashem. He should be able to follow his will, to know exactly what Hashem wants of him at every moment in life, for Hashem to give him strength to keep the Torah. If not for Hashem helping us every day, the impeding negative forces would stop us from keeping the Torah. How much do we need to ask and beg Hashem, like David, for strength, determination, and an increase of ratzon to follow the Torah and know what God wants of us at every moment in our lives? Stay tuned to the next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim Perek 144. We have only 7 prakim left, then we'll finish the entire Tehillim. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.